Hello, friends. This is Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. It is Saturday, March 4th. March 4th, everybody. I am at William Yates Elementary School Disc Golf Course. I'm not sure what city I'm in. This could be Blue Springs. It could be Casey Moe. I'm really not quite sure. Might be Independence for all I know. I don't know. I'll look it up here in a while. Anyway, I've only played this course one time. It's an easy course based on the one time I played it because I had a minus eight. I think that, I don't remember what, we did a podcast, me and Trees Band. We both did a pod, or we did a podcast together. I have not done a podcast on this channel on a solo round. I think actually this is our most popular podcast, and I don't know why. I think it seems to me that it was around July 4th, and I think that we did it, like the day before, like a July 3rd, but it was pre-COVID, and, that seems like a million years ago, so I don't know. I'm in the parking lot right now. Some other disc golfers just beat me here. I saw them. There was a dad and the two youngsters looking like they were getting ready to hit the course. I don't know where they were going to start because I don't think that they went to hole number one. I don't really have a good memory of this place. I can see what I think is hole 18. I'm not even sure if there's 18 holes here. I'm assuming there is. I think that's hole 18 over there. They have pink tops, which I think is kind of cute. Right now it looks like I'm parked close to the tee pad for hole number two. I know that some of these holes get really close to property lines and those kinds of things. As I recall, you don't really need a very good arsenal of discs. I think it's mostly, mid-ranges and putters, probably mostly putters as I recall. But I'll let you know more as I traipsy around, William Yates Disc Golf Course. It's kind of a busy weekend. I'm trying to squeeze this in before my beloved KU basketball team plays against the hated Texas Longhorns. I don't really hate them, but especially don't hate them because we already won the Big 12 championship. So that's good. And we're trying to get our number one seed. So that's happening. And then tomorrow, if you happen to be in Kansas City, obviously, I'm probably not going to release this until after it occurs, but my band, The Apologies, is playing at Westport Flea Market from 7 to 10. So grab a burger and enjoy some live music, even if we don't always play it all that well. Anyway, that's the news from Lake Wobegon, and I'll be hitting up the course here momentarily. All right, here we go. All right, so I am at hole number eight. It's the first hole I'm going to play. There's a whole family in front that was starting hole number one, so I didn't really want to push them or anything like that, so I thought I had to skip to the other side of the course. Plus, I had to drain the main vein, if you know what I mean. So made it over to the woods. Almost got hit by a disc. but not really. They hit a chain-link fence, and it scared the pee out of me, as it were. So anyway, hole number eight is a wooded shot. I just kind of moseyed over here from upside the creek. I can tell it's gonna be a little muddy today, which is whatever, it's fine. It's a very short shot. The sign itself says it's either 132 or 195. I think it's at 132. I'm gonna pull my putter out and hopefully get a birdie. Don't know what I got last time, but we shall see. I don't have any other words of wisdom other than that. So without further ado, I will start my round on hole number eight. Here we go. All right, so a little bit of an auspicious start. I making my way over to hole number 10. I got pars on both hole number eight and hole number nine. Hole number eight had a terrible drive, clipped the chains on the birdie try, and then just laid it in. And then hole number 10, I threw it into a bush. And yeah, and then I didn't make the putt. So two pars. I'm up to hole number 10. It plays along this hillside down by a road. It says that the hole is 150 feet away. I kind of recall this shot. I think I can actually see the top of the basket. It looks like it's actually more than 150 feet, so I don't know if there was an alternate pin position before. I kind of recall this from whenever we played it last time. You kind of either can go over the top of these bushes, or you can try to go around. I think last time we went around, we had to search for our disc for a while. I'll have to listen to the podcast on that. I'm going to throw my buzz on it and see if I can't go over top of the bushes. Probably a little bit easier to see some of the baskets in the... I guess it's not even spring quite yet. It's kind of an overcast day. Probably high 40s right now. I'm a little cold, but not too much. As soon as I start really getting into the round, then I'm sure it'll get better. Definitely don't want to throw the disc into the street. That'd be a bad thing. You can probably hear the traffic going by a little bit. It's not too busy of a street, but it does have some traffic going on right now. Yeah, it's just rambling. Sorry. Here we go, hole number 10. All right, so one thing that's just a little bit different from this time to whenever we played it like 4 or 5 years ago is that hole number 10, I guess they changed the location. They've changed the layout just a little bit. So instead of going across like I was talking about, they must have like decided that that was getting too many discs into the road. And so that became hole number 11. So I tried to play it that way, thinking that's the way it was supposed to go. And I bogeyed it. So then I thought, well, I have a second chance now. And I still bogeyed hole number 10. Hole number 10 was like tucked away a little bit more in the woods. So I just played hole number 12. Then I played hole number 11, which was kind of a, basically just sits where hole number 10 used to sit. I went with a forehand, hit a tree, and then got a par. So I'm at one over right now, which is a little embarrassing. I'm playing to hole number 12. Hole number 12 is up on the side of the hill, playing back towards the elementary school. I'd say, haven't looked at the U-disc, I'd say it's probably about 170, but it's a pretty high, steep climb. So I think you're getting a raise of elevation, probably 25 feet, something like that. So I'm going to actually throw my TL3 and try to keep it fairly flat and straight at it. And hopefully I'll ace it and then get back into negative numbers. The tee pads are a little woeful. I'm throwing off of some sort of black mat type thing. And before that, it was like some, railroad tile type things. So anyway, it's neither here nor there. I'm sure they have a small budget. But by the way, I did figure out we are in Blue Springs. So there you go. All right, I'm up to hole number 14. It's starting to sprinkle just a little bit, which is kind of a bummer. I just saw a goose fall walking down a hill. So I don't feel quite as bad as I did after holes 12 and 13. 12, I had one of those drives where you're like, oh, that sucks. And then you're like, well, I still have a birdie look, so it's not that bad. And then I missed a fairly easy shot, so I'm a little perturbed at that. And then hole 13, it's on the side of a hill. You play at the top of the hill. It's on the side of the hill. I was trying to hook it in, and it never hooked quite enough. And so I ended up getting a par on that one. Hole number 14, I know this was not in the same spot as it was last time, because this is looking like a long drive. I would say this is probably, I haven't looked at the thing, but maybe 320, something like that. Kind of that hillside that I was talking about, which is kind of the reason I came here, was I kind of liked some of the novelty of the hill, at least as far as I could recall. But now you're kind of, I don't know which direction this is. This is probably the northwest corner of the school, I think, if my memories of directions are correct. And you're playing quite a ways across this big, muddy, open field that this goose is trying to rule the roost on. I don't think that geese... Do geese make a roost? I don't know. Do they make a nest? I don't know. It's a good question. Question for everything. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and throw before this rain really settles in. So, wish me luck. Well, hey, there's a nice echo. I bogeyed hole number 14. And then, for the very first time today, I birdied hole number 15. So that was nice. So I'm at plus one so far, which doesn't make the likelihood that I'm going to beat my minus eight score very likely. Hole number 16 is hanging, or the sign is hanging upside down. So it looks like it's playing hole number 91, which is kind of funny, only kind of, so. So it's an, they've changed the course around at least as far as I can recall. Basically we're playing off a sidewalk by the corner of the, building. And then the hole itself is on the other side of like an entrance to the building where people drop kids off. Obviously that'd be problematic if school was in session, not a lot of people coming in here, so it's not that big a deal. I don't know what the thoughts are would be on out of bounds, but I'm not going to worry about that too much. It's nice with the sidewalk, at least you kind of have the what feels like an actual tee pad. That's kind of cool. It looks like the hole is probably about 300 feet away, maybe 290, 280, I don't know. So yeah, I'm going to bust out my TL3 and see what's shaking. There are a couple of trees you could potentially hit, but it's fairly wide open. So here we go. Wish me luck. Hole number 16 at William Yates, I think. William Yates in Blue Springs, Missouri. All right, so I've made it up to hole number 18. I parred hole number 16. I missed a birdie shot. I had a really decent drive, actually. I just put it kind of on a Anheuser angle, and so it had a chance at ace. Not a good chance, but it had a chance. Then it cruised by the basket, about 35, 40 feet, something like that. Missed the birdie shot, and then got a par. And then hole number 17, I threw out my buzz. It's kind of a little bit of elevation, maybe a drop of 8 feet, 10 feet, something like that. And then they have it kind of on an island like you'd have for a roundabout for a school for a drop-off. And I cruised by it by like 60 feet, so probably should have thrown my putter. I don't know what I was doing, but my second shot sucked. Third shot sucked even worse, so I ended up getting a bogey. So this course, I don't know, it feels kind of wonky today. It is raining, sprinkling, I don't know if you can hear that, but that's not really an excuse. It just feels like I'm in bizarro land where I'm missing easy putts. My drives just are scatterbrained. I guess it's just that kind of day. So you're going to have that every now and then, as some folks have said. So anyway, after hole 18, I'll start playing holes 1 through whatever, 7 or something like that. So yeah, I'm at like plus 2 or something. I don't know. God, it's awful. Anyway, hole number 18, they have kind of a mat kind of type mesh thing down, which it's kind of wonky because it's not very flat. They didn't really grade it very well below it, so it's kind of feels weird. So the steps are weird. You have the dumpsters on your left that are in play. You got a sign and then like maybe a fire hose type thing attachment right there. The hole's within reach easily. You play across the parking lot too, which is a little bit wonky. I probably would have, it's kind of right by a hill. I probably would have put a little bit further to the right so that a lot of that stuff was out of play, but I didn't design the course. I just critique it. So I'm going to throw my TL3 because I have a natural backstop, and I don't know. Maybe I'll ace it. Maybe I'll bogey it. Who knows? Anyway, here we go. All right, so I finished hole number 18 with a birdie, so that's good. So then I moseyed my way over to hole number 1. Hole number 1 is by the playground. It's on the sidewalk. It plays on the side of a hill down towards some other playground. It's right next to the fence. It says it's 201. I'm not quite sure. Somebody hit an ace here on May 10th, 2022 and decided to put that on the sign. Their initials are UA, so congratulations, UA. You shouldn't be defacing school property, by the way. I think that whenever Treesbane and I played this, I think that hole number 1 is where hole number 2 is. So it'll be interesting to see how this all transpires, so to speak. I'll have to go back and listen to that podcast and see how it is. I invite you to go do the same if you are interested at playing William Yates Disc Golf Course in Blue Springs, Missouri. All right. So I just played holes 1 and 2. I'm releasing everything on an angle, an Anheuser or a Heiser angle for some dumb reason. And it's kind of killing my score. So, as I mentioned on hole number 1, there's a playground down below the hole. Well, I reached that playground. So I didn't really have a very legitimate shot at birdie. And then on hole number 2, which I think was hole number 1 whenever we played it the first time, because it's really close to where the sign was. So there was a really muddy tee pad. It's like one of those tee pads that's made out of dirt with some train track material stuff. And so I hyzered it. I got it over the creek and over the fence, which, by the way, the fence was locked, and so I had to walk around quite a bit. So not a lot of Blue Springs love for the Overland Park guy. Sorry, Blue Springs, but anyway. I'm up to hole number 3. As I recall within hole number 3, and maybe I'm imagining things, but I thought I came close to a ace last time we played this. But maybe it was just a birdie. I don't know. It doesn't look like it's very well in play. You're kind of playing through some trees, and then there's some trees kind of protecting the hole. It would really take quite a miracle of a shot to get an ace. It's not very far. The sign says 150. To me, it looks like it's probably 215, 230. I guess I'll throw my buzz because it seems like I've been overthrowing stuff quite a bit. And might as well not throw a driver. I tried throwing a putter because I overthrew the hole on hole number 1. And I don't know how people... I've run into some people that are like, yeah, I could throw my putter 300 feet. And every time I try to do that, it starts, anhyzering or whatever, you're going, fading off to the right, which it did on this one too. So I don't know what the trick is to throwing putters so far. Maybe it's getting a really light putter or something like that. But I'd be interested to see these mythical creatures that can throw putters so far. I'm sure Macbeth and all those yahoos can probably do that kind of thing. But you run across people on the course that claim these types of things. But I haven't played around with them, and I guess I'll have to take what they say to heart and say, oh, yeah, they probably can. I can't. So anyway, that was my putter driving rant. Here we go on hole number 3. All right, I am absolutely choking. I'm not good at disc golf. Hole 3, I had a good drive. It would have been a good drive. It wouldn't hit the tree branch. I think every disc golfer knows that story. And then hole number 4 was a very short hole. It's like plays across the creek, uphill. It's probably like 110 feet. And I had a decent drive. I had some bushes that were kind of interfering with my legs or whatever, and I just missed a easy putt, which is very frustrating because I thought I was having some good luck with the particular putter I've been throwing. I got no excuses. I'm just piss poor right now. Hole number 5. What can we say about hole number 5? It's an uphill shot, very short. It says it's 100 feet. And I'd say that's correct. Unfortunately, the 100 feet you have to negotiate has quite a few trees. So the play is to play straight ahead. It's a little bit dogleg left. There's 2 trees that are kind of in front of the hole a little bit. And then there's a bunch of wispy trees. If you could clear all the wispy trees a little bit, you'd have a straight line ace run. But right now, I think that if you can get between those 2 guardian trees on a little hyzer angle, which I've been throwing that quite a bit, you have probably a fairly easy birdie. If you hit the trees, all bets are off, and you might be ended up looking at bogey, par at best. So hopefully I'll hit that gap. I'm not going to put any wagers on any betting apps on that. Which I did put two wagers on a certain basketball game later today that I need to get home to fairly soon. And I will, so. Anyway, yeah, whatever. Wish me luck. All right, so I think I made it up to the last hole of the day. Hole number 7, of course. So on hole number 5, I was talking about getting through all that stuff and it'd take a miracle. Well, a miracle happened and I got a birdie on hole number 5. And so I was so full of myself, I winged it on hole number 6. Hit a tree, had a birdie look, obviously missed it because you can tell by the dejection in my voice. And I'm up to hole number 7. Hole number 7 is an odd hole. I think it probably was a different hole at some time. It looks like they actually got new baskets, I think. I'll have to look and see if we had any pictures from when we came here last. I don't remember a pink Innova baskets here. The hole is basically 180 feet away, but there's all kinds of trees, so you can't go straight at it and be a more of a dogleg to the left kind of scenario. They had cut some trees out, it looks like probably a couple of years ago. There's a path, but it's a kind of a wonky path. I can see where hole number 7 probably used to be, and that feels like that's a little bit better of a spot, but whatever. I'm going to throw the one that has the hole, I guess. That makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Yeah, after that, then hopefully I can get a birdie, but I don't think a birdie shot really is in the cards. There's basically a tree, I'd say 4.5 feet straight in front of you. It doesn't matter if you're left-handed, right-handed, or whatever. It's just kind of right there. So you have to play to the right of it, and then there's some trees on your right. And then you have to hit this gap, and you'd have to hit it pretty hard and then get a skip to get close to 7. I'd be interested to see what a good disc golfer would do on this shot. They might have a little bit more imagination about the shot. I don't know. But I'm going to try and hit this hole and then see where we go from there. Well, I'm going to go home. That's what I'm going to do. Obviousness. Okay, well, here we go. All right, so I finished up hole number 7. I got a par, so I ended up with even par for the entire round. 3 bogeys, 3 birdies, and then a bunch of pars. So I honestly think that the course does have a different layout. It's hard to say whether or not my recollection is 100% correct. But based on, I think, seeing some of the holes and where some of the tee pads were, and it looked like some tee pads had been abandoned, essentially. Some of the signs were down, so it's kind of hard to tell. But I think that they kind of redesigned the course. Some probably local around here probably made the course and then just tried to make it a little bit more challenging, and I think that they did, you know. It's hard for me to believe that I got 8 under 4 or 5 years ago. I don't think I would have gotten that score with this layout the way it is now. So hats off, you know, you made it a little bit more challenging. That's cool. Screws up my scores for sure, but that's okay. Course really, and honestly, I don't think it was all that much fun. And it wasn't just because my scores weren't that great. I just don't think the shots were that much fun. The woods need to be trimmed just a little bit. It'll be scary to see what they look like in the springtime since they're kind of still pretty woolly. It wasn't just that the shots were hard. It wasn't like there was even like an obvious line on some of the holes, so to speak. Or if the line was there, it was super, super tight. So I don't really have a lot to say about it. These are the kinds of days I think that, I don't want to say make good disc golfers great disc golfers or whatever, but you're going to have crappy rounds. And I guess sometimes you're going to have crappy rounds when you do a podcast. Certainly I just did. So, you know, I guess the thing is once you have that crappy round, to go out and play again the next day, you know, lick your wounds, get back out there and see if you can fix it. Anyway, this is Mr. Par Jangles. Check you later. See you.